There's someone by the name of Rabbi Shua Kohn Shlita. Baal Mechaber Sefer Kerem Yeshua is a person who's Gvalik HaGayin, a tremendous Baki in Shas. Mamish knows all of Shas Baal Peh. And when I was a Bacha, I once had the opportunity to go speak to him. And he asked me what I'm learning. And at the time, I happened to have been learning Maseches Ma'id Katan. So he said he wants to fahar me, he wants to test me on Maseches Ma'id Katan. So he asked me one question on Maseches Ma'id Katan, and this was his question. His question was to bring a raya from Maseches Ma'id Katan that there is no life in outer space, there's no life on any of the other planets. And unfortunately, I failed the test, and I did not have a raya to this, so Maseches Ma'id Katan. And then he went on and told me his raya, Gavalika raya, that there is no life in outer space. So the raya is from today's daf Tezayin Ma'id Katan, where the Gemara is talking about the sugya of Cherem and Nidui. And the Gemara says on the top of the Amid that, Bamar Ula Bedala Me'a Shipuri Shamti Barak. With 400 shayfers, Barak put Marais into Cherem. He was Menada, this thing called Marais. Now, what is Marais? So the Gemara brings down a machlekes. Ikadami Gavarabahava. Some people say he was a Gavarabah. He was a chash of a person. Vikadami Kaichvahava. But some people say it was a Kaichvah, was a planet. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Min Shemayim Nilchem Lakachavim. It's referring to a planet by the name of Marais. Marais. So Rabbi Nachman over here asks Akasha. He says that how can you say it's a planet? If it's a planet, if you look right in that pasuk when it says Aru Marais, Marais should be cursed. It says Aru Yeshveya, the inhabitants, the people who live on Marais should also be cursed. So if it means a planet, how could there be people who live there? And his lashon is, he says Vikidami Kaichvahava. He says V'haydechsev Yeshveya. If it's a Kaichav, if it's a planet, the pasuk says Yeshveya, the people who live there, the inhabitants of Marais should also be cursed. So Zakta Ben Chananel Ke'inyan Ayash Al Banei Tanachim. Zakta Ben Chananel doesn't mean the actual people who live there, but it's similar to the pasuk of Ayash Al Banei Tanachim, which the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Nun Ches says is referring to some type of constellation or mazel called Ayash, which has banim. It doesn't mean banim kapshute, but it means the smaller planets with smaller stars around it. And mistama, that's what it means over here. Yeshveya doesn't mean kapshute, the people who live there, but it means the smaller kechavim or something like that, but does not mean kapshute. But what do you see from Rabbi Nechananel's kasha? It was pashut to Rabbi Nechananel that if it meant a kaichav, if it meant a planet, then it's impossible to have yeshveya. It's impossible that people live there. Now, if it's shaykh to have any life in the outer space, then why can't you just say kipshutai that yeshveya means whoever happened to live on this planet called Merais? So this is Rabbi Shua Kohn's raya that you see from here clearly. Rabbi Nechananel understood that it's impossible that there could be any life in outer space and there cannot be any life on the planets. That was his Bechina and Maseches Ma'id Katan.